Praise God. Hallelujah. How many else believe He's worthy this morning? Praise His name. He's worthy. Well, glory to God. Let me see if I can get this this morning. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 8. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
You already seen some of this story today. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. I want to speak on that. Verse number 11, for unto you is born this day. What an announcement.
Amen.
In just about, less than a month, at the Capitol, they're going to announce a new president. I'm kind of looking forward to it. That's just a little added. And it's going to be a great day. And how many of you remember when you got your child and you would send out the announcements about your baby? Raise your hand. And you send out your announcements before that about your wedding. And you remember that. And some of you got athletes in your family. And you've been to several things and you've heard their name announced. And it's wonderful. But I want to tell you, there's no announcement like this announcement. This announcement changed the whole world. This announcement is still changing this world. This announcement is the Savior. This announcement is about God in the flesh. This announcement is about our only hope. This announcement is about our help.
Amen.
What an announcement. I'll give you three things quickly. First of all, I want you to notice in verse 8 and 9, the shepherds for the announcement. First of all, they were in the field. You say, what field? When we go to Israel, this coming March, we're going to take the folks to Bethlehem. By the way, that's the same field that Ruth gleaned in. Well, somebody help me. The same, that field where the shepherds were, that was Bethlehem, the house of bread. Thank God for the field. And then thank God for the shepherds' faithfulness. The Bible said they were abiding. I want to take a minute on behalf of this man and this man and this man and myself, our pastors, to tell you, thank God for you abiding. There ain't nothing like people that are solid for God, that are faithful to God. These shepherds were faithful. By the way, they'd have never heard the announcement if they weren't there abiding. And by the way, how many announcements have people missed today because they're not faithful and they're not abiding? Hey, some people missed the announcement to preach. Some people missed the announcement to be a missionary. Some people missed the announcement to do something in Sunday school, to be faithful in church. Don't miss the announcement.
Amen.
Dear Lord. And then I see the flock. Can I say this? There's a lot of preaching here. The Talmud, I read a little bit from the Talmud, and it says that the sheep used for many of the sacrifices at the temple was raised in Bethlehem. It was about 6 miles away. And I'm told that the Passover lamb was raised right in that field and inspected in that field. And it was in that field, once it met its inspection, it was wrapped. It swallowed clothes. Grave clothes. Death clothes. To keep it from having one blemish. I'm glad that Jesus was without blemish and without spot. The Holy Lamb of God. And then I noticed the favor of the shepherd. The announcement wasn't given to a king. Barack Obama didn't get the announcement. The Pope wasn't the first one in on it.
That's right.
They think they are, but they're not. No, it was lowly shepherds. No, it was the insignificant. How many of you remember the day that Jesus was announced to your soul by the Holy Spirit of God? I was insignificant. I ought to be in hell. But thank God Jesus came to me. All right, I got to hurry. Not only the shepherds of the announcement, I'm going to jump to the third point, but give it now, and then magnify the middle point. The song of the announcement. Boy, I'll tell you what happened. The angel came. That was enough to scare them half to death. Huh? But the Bible said, I want y'all to look at it real close. In verse 13, 14, that a multitude came suddenly. Now, the word multitude there means that the word means fullness. You see, what do you believe about it? I believe the whole Bethlehem field was filled with angels. How many of y'all can just imagine that? Hallelujah. Hey, by the way, the same ones that announced his birth, probably, well, glory, are the ones that watched over you before you was even saved. And the Bible said we have ministering spirits. The angels was, hey, by the way, I probably wore out a bunch of them, but I'm glad they watched over them. The them same angels.
Amen.
The suddenness, the size. Then I see the message. First of all, it was praise to God. You know what? Don't leave that out. How many of you right now believe that if it wasn't for God, you'd be a mess?
Yes, sir.
If it wasn't for God, most of you would be in hell this morning. If it wasn't for God, I'd probably be in some saloon, some mess. But I'm glad for God. I praise Him. He's worthy.
Amen.
Glory to God, they said. And then that message goes a little further. Peace for men. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The King of Kings. But here's what I'm interested in. And I'll finish with the third thought, which ordinarily I'd put in the middle. The statement of the announcements. In verses number 10 and 11, let's look at it again. For the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Let me know, first of all, the statement about the scare. Man, I want you to know something, Jared. Me and you in the field, and a bunch of angelic beings came, I'm getting nervous. Hey, this morning, I don't know why, but I was so nervous this morning. This is the most nervous I've been in a long time. And I went to my office, and I was nervous for a long time, really. Up until about 10 minutes before church. And I said, Lord, just help me. And the peace came over me. You know what the angels commanded? Fear not. There's some of you in this room this morning, your life's troubled. You don't know what to do. You're afraid. For the first time, some of you is afraid. You're afraid of being alone. You're afraid of the financial problem you got. You're afraid about your health problem. Can I tell you what the angel said? Fear not! Fear not!
Amen.
Oh, glory. Let me go on. Then I also see the comfort of the statement. I'll bring you good tidings. Well, hallelujah. By the way, the gospel is good tidings. The English word translated good tidings is the word evangelize. How many remember when the gospel came where you were? Hey, sinner man, sinner woman, the gospel's here this morning, coming where you are. Can I say, sinner man, sinner woman, that, can I tell you, his message is here for you this morning. It's good news.
Amen.
And the cheer, good tidings of great joy. I've had some happy moments in my life. When my children were birthed, I had happy moments. I'll tell you what, all these kids were wonderful this morning, every one of them. I have to tell you, there's one little special one here. I can't help it, okay? Extra special one. All of them special. And to you, they're more special. There's one up here. I have to tell you, when I looked over and seen that little red head, somebody help me right there. Son, it brought some joy. But there's nothing ever brought me joy like Jesus.
Amen.
Then I want you to notice the second thing. The statement of the Savior. For unto you is born. Hey, that word unto you, Chad, means a responsibility. By the way, I don't have a hyper-Calvinistic bone in me. You're going to be saved. You're going to be saved because you individually chose to be saved. He chooses you first. But I want you to know something. Hey, that does not do away from your responsibility to receive Him. Somebody say amen. And this crowd says you're born to be saved. You're born to be lost. That's not the Bible. It's whosoever will.
Amen.
Amen. The reproach for the Savior. I want you to notice that too. Born this day. Now, they expected, the priest didn't expect him to come in a crib. What humility! The God of heaven! Wrapped in swaddling clothes. By the way, it wouldn't hurt some of us to take on some of that trait of humility. And then the region. I already told you it was Bethlehem. But so you can know this, the word, that place had another name. The city of David. Well, glory. By the way, one of these days, Jesus and David's going to come down, go into the eastern gate, and Jesus is going to sit on the throne of David.
Amen.
And to reverence a Savior. By the way, I'm going to say this right on TV right now. He's the only way to heaven. He's the only way to heaven. He even said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I know there's a lot of sins there. People that flew planes in the Twin Towers, they were sincere, but they were lost. Because see, they worship Muhammad. And some people worship Buddha. And some worship others, some idol gods. But we're worshiping the living God. He is the only way. He is the Savior. He came to die for you. He is the Lord. He praise God.
Amen.
And I see his reign, the name Christ, talks about his messianic office. By the way, he's going to reign 1,000 years. And by the way, you get to get in on a church of the living God. If you've been faithful over a few things, you'll make your rule over many. And I want you to notice his rank. Boy, there's three names for him here. He's Savior. He's Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, he's Lord. And you might say, well, you'll not force me to call on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved this morning. I just won't do it. I'm stubborn. I'll never do it. Oh, yes, you will. Because every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Why not just confess this, the Lord Jesus, this morning? And that'll, you say, what'll happen? You'll get eternal life. Boy, we're still going, ain't we? Lastly, the statement about the sign. Look with me. One more time. You got your Bible open? And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. I noticed three things there. I noticed the child. I noticed the clothes. And then there was a crib. And the most unusual one in all that, Lois, Joe, you know what it was? The crib. No Jew expected a crib. No one expected a crib. By the way, I thank God for Christmas. It's not Xmas to me. It's Christmas. It's the celebration of the birth of the God-man, the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So unusual. The King of Glory. Laying in a crib. We didn't sing the song this morning, but I love it. Mary, did you know? Looking down at the face of God. God in the flesh. You say, preacher, why did God go to that length? Because He loved every one of you. He wants every one of you to go to heaven. He wants you to know His greatest gift. Will you stand with me and heads bowed and eyes closed? No one looking around. This is the greatest story ever told. How many right now say, Preacher John, with heads bowed, eyes closed, Preacher John, if I die today, I'm 100% sure if I died, I'd be in heaven. If you know that, because you've accepted Christ, raise your hand. Just hold it up high. Thank you. How many's never received that gift yet? Say, Preacher, I couldn't raise my hand, but before I die, before I go to hell, I want to know Jesus. Anybody here never been saved that needs a gift of God this morning? Why don't you raise your hand and just say by that, pray for me. Pray for me. Just slip it up. Let me pray. Our Father, thank you this morning. Thank you for the story that never grows old. Thank you for all that you've done for us today. Now bless this invitation. Maybe somebody will come and get saved. In Jesus' name. Amen.